has become healthy again, and he is back to quarterback the team. Evan Gray was their starter in week one. Then they had a freshman backup, Woodrow Foster, and he got injured. Both of those guys out for the season. They have not returned. Garrett Johnson, who's a receiver now, played some quarterback. And John Holtkamp, a receiver, also played some quarterback for this team. Holtkamp, the most recent quarterback to get hurt and go out. And so Saylor is back to quarterback the Hornets. Coin toss taking place at midfield as both coaches head back to their respective benches. And obviously we're very happy for Trey Barrow. Played on that outstanding conference and district championship Moberly Spartan team back in 2007 that advanced to the quarterfinals, was an all-state kicker, went on to play at the University of Missouri. The Fulton Hornets won the toss. They have deferred to the second half. So the Spartans will receive. They will defend the goal line to my right or to the south. They'll be traveling right to left as we see it here tonight. Dominic Stone King, the sophomore quarterback, Landon Graves, and Curtis Walter will be the senior running backs to start off. Cameron Lowry, senior receiver. And we'll see who else plays receiver tonight with some of the changes that have taken place. Up front, Nick Long, the 6'2", 250-pound senior center, returning to all-conference. The guards, Damon Hupp, 5'10", 250, a senior. Tyler Nickerson, 6'2", 250, a senior. We'll also see Cameron Price at times tonight. The tackles, Tyler Webb, returning first-team all-conference, 6'2", 295, a senior. And Cameron Newcomb, 6'2", 285, a senior. Kicking it for the Hornets will be Justin Leake. He both punts and he kicks for Fulton. Curtis Walter is the deep man, flanked at the 20s by Landon Graves and Cameron Lowry. We're about ready to kick off this game. And let's get the game rolling with this kickoff sponsored by Missouri Valley College and Marshall Valley will roll. Steven, if you're the favorite, you need to jump out early, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as I said in our pregame show, this Fulton team is motivated coming off their first win of the season last week. So they're going to come out ready to play tonight.
Kickoff went off the hands of Graves, and as he retreated back to his own four-yard line, he slipped down on a knee, and that's where he goes down. So a good start for Fulton as that kick was able to be just tall enough that Graves couldn't handle it cleanly. Then as he retreated, he slipped down. This is, as I mentioned, a very wet field and a muddy field here tonight. So it'll be a long field as the Spartans start at their own 5-yard line as Stone King will get in the pistol. Two backs in the backfield, a single receiver to each side, and it is a straight give between the tackles. And stuffed is the running back, Graves.
But Chance Richards out tonight. He is the Moberly's leading ball carrier with 92 carries on the season. So Graves is going to see the rock a lot more. 67 attempts for 562 yards on the ground for the Spartans this year. And he'll be even more involved in the offense tonight.
Tyrese Vaughn on the tackle for the Hornets. Handed off to Graves. This time he slides through a hole to the 15, crashes across the 20 into the safety, and takes him for a ride to the 26-yard line. So a gain of 20 for Graves. Much bigger hole there for the Spartans and their front. Up front for Fulton, Emarion Clark, and Trey Barrow said he has gained 60 pounds in his weightlifting just during the season. First down and 10. Counterplay, give it off to Graves. Slips a tackle at the 30. Tries to sprint away from the pack and is tackled at the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of another 14 yards for Landon Graves. And up front, the last two running plays, been a big hole.
And that's the strength of this Moberly team, is that offensive line, starting seniors at every position, and that's been their strength all year, running that ball on the ground. We'll see a lot more of it tonight.
And here is a counter play to Walter. Faked it inside. Give it to Walter. Sweep into the outside. Breaks a tackle for 47 across midfield. And up the Fulton side. He'll mark him out near the 40. Let's see. 41-yard line where the knee went down.
This Moberly offense is having their way on Fulton so far. Got stopped in that first play, but these last three runs have been through absolutely huge holes. Fulton's got to clean it up quick if they're going to stay in this game.
All right, an 18-yard gain for Walter. Lowry to the right. Devin Shannon, starting receiver, to the left, a senior. Jackson Miller, the tight end. Here's a pass over the middle, and it is tipped in the air, and Fulton had a chance at a deflected interception, but it hit the turf. The intended receiver, Lowry, around the 35. Those tipped balls make for anxious moments for the offensive coach. Hung in the air for quite some time. Again, part of that is the Fulton defensive back on this soggy field could not break to get to the football. He was spinning his wheels in the mud. Second down and 10, 41-yard line to Fulton. Lowry in motion. They'll give it to him on the jet sweep. Cuts it up early. Dancing in the mud. Finds a crease. Breaks through 30. 25, 20 looking behind him for tacklers, and he's drugged down at the 9-yard line. It'll be goal to go for the Spartans.
What a run by Lowry. Danced around those Fulton defenders. Found a hole and took it. Speedy kid. And, man, he made Fulton pay on that one.
Sixth play of the drive upcoming. And it'll be from the 8-yard line. Left hash mark. Two receivers to the short side, the left side of the field. Walter and Graves in the backfield. Stone King, read option, pulls it away up the middle, inside the 5, into the end zone for 6. Touchdown, Moberly. Dominic Stone King, 8-yard touchdown run on the read option, and the Spartans drive 95 yards to score on their opening possession.
And Moberly marched right down the field, 8 plays to get that 95 yards. Really impressive opening drive by the Spartans. We'll see if they can keep that up the rest of the night.
That is the fourth rushing touchdown of the season for Stone King. He had one last week in Mexico on the opening play of the game. And the extra point by Hayden Hopper is good. 7-0. Moberly on top. 9:59 to play. And we will return for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
8-yard touchdown run for Dominic Stone King with 9:59 to play in the first quarter, and the Spartans drive at 95 yards in 2 minutes, 1 second. The Fulton defense only had one positive play, and that was the very first play.
Absolutely.
Very first snap. They've got Tayon Logan, their fine running back, deep to receive along with Zaylin McNeil. And this will be McNeil from the 15. Drops it across the 20, 25, 30-yard line. Stacked up and goes down at the 32. Ethan Vandal on the kickoff for the Spartans.
That ball is slippery tonight. You can tell Moberly had a little bit of trouble with the ball on that drive, especially on the incomplete pass. And there with the bobble on the kick return, so that's something to watch as we progress along the game, just how the conditions of the ball affects the players.
Garrett Johnson will come to the near side. Zaylin McNeil to the left. Slot receiver, Justin Leak. Pistol formation, Tayon Logan is the deep back. Saylor takes the snap, gives it to Logan. Nice job bouncing to the outside to space. He's got a first down and more to the 45-yard line. Plus play on the opening snap for Fulton, 13-yard pickup.
Teyon Logan will probably get the ball a lot tonight. Of course, he's Fulton's leading rusher on the season, has almost 1,200 yards and 8 TDs. So it's not quite an exaggeration to say he is the offense from this Hornets team, and they're going to need every little bit they can get from him to beat the Spartans defense.
Up front for Fulton, Shane Edwards, Andrew Bauermeister, JT Clark, Isaac Barnes, and Tyrese Vaughn. First down, Fulton 45-yard line. They do have a lead back, Latrellis Colbert, who's a fullback. Here's a handoff to Logan as he goes up the back of Colbert off left tackle and again picks up good yardage to the 49, a pickup of 4. Colbert's a load for that fullback. He spreads those 2 fours on his jersey out.
Absolutely.
So he may be the key. He may be your tip-off. Whatever side he's at, that may be where the play is headed.
Yeah, it looks like an offensive lineman down there in the field, so it's like having a sixth lineman for that Hornet team.
Toss it as Logan slipped. He was able to gain his balance, and then he goes down. Jarrett Kinder got him, so that's really a slick spot. That may be the muddiest spot in the field, right around that 40 on the Fulton side right now. And Logan was slipping as he went to receive that pitch, and there was Kinder to drop him.
Yeah, if you look at that part of the field, it's mostly brown, not a whole lot of grass to see, so straight mud right there, and we've seen a couple players slip so far.
Negative 6 there. So that sets back the Hornets down in distance. Third down and 12. Will they throw it on third down? They will. Saylor looking for the deep ball far sideline. Throws a rainbow up. Double coverage incomplete. Davis and Lowry had Zaylin McNeil bracketed around the 25-yard line. In the pass, it's the turf. So Saylor just lofted it up there, hoping his receiver could make a play. Cameron Lowry will drop to receive the punt. So will Curtis Walter. And Justin Leake will get set to punt it with 8:31 to play in the first quarter. Moberly, the top seed in this district. Fulton, the number 8 seed. Snap is back. Now low punt that Cameron Lowry gets away from. Well, that was effective. Even though we're not on AstroTurf, it rolls all the way to the 14-yard line. So good job by Justin Leake. Southern Boone, the number 2 seed in this district. They are hosting Wright City. Winfield, the number 3 seed, is hosting Christian. And then the 4-5 matchup we'll be keeping an eye on tonight. Mexico is hosting Centralia. The winner of that one would play the Spartans should Moberly advance here tonight. And it would be here next Friday night. Receivers spread out wide to each side. And it's an option play. And Stone King with room to run. Breaks through at the 30, and it's a foot race. To midfield, to 40, to the 30. Stone King to the 20. He will not be caught. Touchdown, Moberly. That is an 86-yard sprint to pay dirt for Dominic Stone King. He's got the first two touchdowns on the board. It's 13-0.
Nice play by Stone King there. Had the option on the play and just ran on the right side of the field, went all the way down. Really wasn't contested too much by that Fulton defense. And, man, they're really going to have to tighten this defense up. Already two touchdowns in the first 4 minutes of this game.
Stone King, 2 carries, 2 touchdowns. And he has already had some big plays against Fulton in his career. He had the long 84-yard interception return in the previous matchup. The extra point by Hopper is good. He went untouched into the end zone. 8:05 to play first quarter. 14-0 Moberly. We're back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
It's that time of year again, football season. Now is the time to get the oil changed and have the air filters, antifreeze, and tires checked for trouble-free travel this year as you head to all the high school or college football games. At CNR Automotive and Transmission, you can trust their certified technicians to make sure your car, truck, or van is ready for all of those road trips this school year. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, they fix everything.
Vandal gets set to kick it off. So Stone King, 2 carries, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Off to a hot start, huh?
Yeah. He is coming off his first 100-yard rushing game last week against Mexico. 7 carries, 122, and he's on his way to back-to-back 100-yard rushing games. This one is chipped into the air, but the Spartans jumped offside. So they'll back it up 5 and do it again. Ethan Vandal, a sophomore. His family, if I'm not mistaken, moved here a few years ago from Cassville. Cassville, a team that handed Lamar its first loss last Friday night in 57 games. Lamar had the longest winning streak in the nation. Cassville, pretty good football program. Vandal tries to chip it to an open area, and it goes out of bounds. Couldn't quite keep it in bounds, where it would have been a real problem for the Hornets. So they'll take the yardage on the penalty. Eric and Cam over at Mexico tonight, so we'll have an update certainly at halftime on that game. Mexico beats Centralia pretty handily in the regular season, but I expect a tighter matchup tonight. Well, Fulton went 3 and out, and check that. They went 4 plays. Here is the handoff, and it is a short gain for Logan, maybe 1 yard. Logan's first carry, 13 yards. And then Fulton ran 3 more and had to punt. McNeil and Leak to the left. Johnson to the right. Here's a dump off. Nice tackle. As Tashawn Davis got in underneath McNeil at the 40 and slammed him to the turf.
Big hit by Davis there. Picked him up off the ground and was close to pile driving him into the turf. Got to watch that. That was almost a roughing penalty.
4 yard pickup on the pass. That was a completion to Justin Leak. Third down and 5. Corners come up to press the receivers. They are chest to chest. Spartans show a blitz. Here they come. It's a handoff to Logan. Good call against the blitz. He's going to be just short. Nice job by the Spartans to close down after an initial hole. Davis was over there, and Graves over there. Gain of 3, and the Hornets already down 14-0, may consider going for it.
Yeah, with only 3 yards to go, and with the success they've had with Davis so far, seems like a logical choice to go for it here.
Fourth down, and they will give it to Logan, and he's got a first down as they play it to the left side of the formation. And he was able to bounce to the outside. Spartans couldn't set the edge. Picking up 6, Tayon Logan.
And something.
Go ahead, Steve.
My bad. Something to keep in mind. Tavon Logan did have a nice game against Moberly the first time these teams met up. Moberly did win that game 55-6, but Logan went 21 carries for 126 yards and a touchdown. So certainly did his part in that game, and we're already seeing him have a little success against this Moberly defense.
No question. Here is a motion man. They give it on the jet sweep to Leak. He is strung out again in that soft area, and he just cannot get any footing. And Mobley brings 4 at him. Kinder, Lowry, Price, and Graves all there. The lid pops off, so Leak will have to depart for a play. 5:56 and counting, first quarter. That is a loss back to the 43. Plays like those jet sweeps are kind of tough to get the footing to make it work. Not too much jet.
Right. Especially in that part of the field, too. Slip right before you can get any momentum going around the line.
There's a pass play. They want a screen. Spartans defended well. The completion to McNeil. Hornets get some of that yardage back. And we'll say a four-yard gain to Zayla McNeil. It'll be third down and a dozen. Johnson to the right, McNeil to the left, Leak in the slot. Crouching for the snap, Saylor drops to throw it. The righty wings it down the field. It is deflected pass breakup credited to Tashawn Davis, the intended receiver, Justin Leak. Down about the 35-yard line. So the Hornets, after getting one fourth down conversion, stall and will have to punt. Colton with a first down on both possessions and then come up empty the next three plays and have to punt. Curtis Walter joins Lowry back to receive. Walter has three kick returns for a touchdown. Doesn't have a punt return yet for a score, and it's a fake. The Spartans are running in retreat, but not going to get in. There's Camden Stewart with a big tackle for the Spartans. If Stewart doesn't make the play, Leak gets a first down. It was a pretty good call as the Spartans were in retreat. But Camden Stewart saw it, and he tackles Leak 3 yards short.
Yeah, Leak ran right up the middle in that Spartans defense. Great awareness by Stewart to see him. And Stewart played great last week, too, so it's good to see him continue the momentum he brought from last week.
So a fake punt, why not? Fulton down 14-0. One win on the season, going for it. Almost got it. Here's a dump off, and a tackle is made by Colbert on Toby Short. For Toby, just good to get him back in the passing game. He had a couple of pretty good early games, including two touchdown receptions, but then an injury took him out of the lineup, and it has been a few games since he caught a pass. That's his sixth reception of the season. Gain of five, and it's an option play for Stone King. Waits, 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 finally pitches it. Walter is wrapped up. Good tackle. And for the Hornets there is Charles Robinson. He's one of the newcomers to the full lineup. He took Woodrow Foster's number, one of the injured quarterbacks. So Walter picks up two. It's third down and three. They'll bash Kinder through the middle, and he's able to run through the Fulton defense for a first down to the 36-yard line.
He's barreling through the middle of that Fulton defense. Kinder's a big, powerful kid, and he put his nose down and cut through tacklers like butter there.
10-yard, 11-yard gain for Kinder, we'll call it. And Jared Kinder had a good game for Moberly last week, 9 carries and 58 yards at Mexico. His season high for rushing, 58 yards. First down at the Fulton 37. Stone King pulls it away in the read option, sprints up the middle for a first down to the 22-yard line. And Stone King has his second straight 100-yard rushing game. We'll give him 14 on the carry. And we have a timeout taken by the Hornets. 2:56 to play in the first quarter. Moberly up 14-0. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Spartan Football on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Toby Short will spread to the right side of the field. Devin Shannon will be to the left. Jared Kinder will be the up back. Curtis Walter is the deep back. He's dancing out there. As the tunes play through the speakers up top. Spartan line ready to go. Newcomb, Hupp, Long, Nickerson, and Webb, the front five. Jackson Miller, the tight end. First down and 10. Give it off to Kender. Big hole. 15 rumbles down to the 10, and inside the 10, we'll see where the knee goes down. Another first down. The Spartans aren't getting fancy. They're running at the Hornet. Knee goes down at the 10.
Kinder's really filling that role that Chance Richards filled in this offense. Just that big, powerful runner that ran right in the teeth of the defense. Richards was, of course, the leading runner, too, so Kinder's really doing a nice job filling in so far.
He is almost a carbon copy, and he'll be the deep man now in this formation, and Walter will be the up back. Twin receivers to the right side. First down and goal from the 10. Give it to Walter, sweeping to the right on a cut-up. He lost a football, and the Hornets have it on a turnover. Bobbled it into the air and plucking it right out of the air, Justin Leak. So the Spartans get a little sloppy there and turn it over on a fumble at the 10-yard line.
It looked like he just grabbed that right arm of Walter and just took the ball from him. I haven't really seen too many fumbles like that where a player just snatches it out of another player's hand. So Moberly's going to have to recover from that one.
That'll be the eighth fumble of the season for the Spartans. And they are even now. They're minus one in the turnover department. Jet sweep. It's a double reverse and a flea flicker pass. Deep down the far sideline and incomplete. Good coverage by Tashawn Davis. He was not fooled. Intended receiver, Tayon Logan. Speaking of things you haven't seen in high school football, how about that? Double reverse flea flicker.
I liked it. The play design on there was nice, you know. The pass was right in the money, too. Just great job on the coverage there to keep that pass from being complete.
The other part that they wanted to fool Moberly with is the receiver was the running back. So with all the trickery in the backfield, they took off Logan deep down the sideline. But Davis was right where he needed to be, the pass incomplete. And now running play for 3 yards for Logan, tackled by Tyler Webb. Just really good discipline by Davis not to be taking a peek into the backfield, watching all the handoff action and staying where he needed to be, and that was with the receiver streaking up the far sideline.
Yeah.
It'll be third down and seven. 1:40 to play, first quarter. Spartans up 14-0. Saylor to pass it. Again, looks deep ball, lofts it high into the air, and it's incomplete, looking for McNeil. And Davis so far tonight has been step for step with McNeil. It'll be a punt for Fulton.
Davis has played impressive coverage so far as well. This Fulton quarterback, he's throwing it up there. Intercatchable balls for these Fulton receivers as well, but Davis is doing a great job of just staying with his man and staying focused.
It's almost like he's throwing jump balls up there, just tossing it up really high and hoping his guy can make a play on the football. Fulton hoping to have a big chunk play, and they haven't found it yet. Here's a punt that's going to hit and take a bounce. Lowry gets away from it as it rolls into Spartan territory. That's two now. On a soggy surface, Leak has somehow managed to get a really good roll on to the 40-yard line. Two good punts. Well, that's something that you know the Hornets are going to get good at over the next few years under the tutelage of Trey Barrow. What a terrific high school kicker he was. 40-plus range. And he was so good on kickoffs, putting the ball very high, and he could place it on an angle near the sideline where your kick coverage unit got the help of the sideline to go attack the kick returner. And, of course, a good punter as well, and he turned that into a scholarship at Mizzou. Here's Kender rumbling through the line, dragging a tackler ahead. He's still not down yet. As he bowls ahead to the 48-yard line of Fulton. That's a gain of 12.
Kender, the big, powerful runner, took about four or five Fulton defenders to get him on the ground. Very impressive run there by Kender.
This game on Quicks brought to you in part by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza, all of Moberly. Kinder, the deep back. Looks like Graves is the up back, a receiver to each side. Ball at the Fulton 48-yard line. Stone King fakes it, rolls out, tosses it, and it goes through the hands of Graves, incomplete. Spartans trying to get this passing game on track. As the games get tougher, as you move along, it's nice to have another tool in the tool bag. Spartans this season averaging just 52 yards a game passing. But their rushing total is good, 264, averaging 7 yards a carry coming into this game, and it'll go up after tonight the way this one's playing out. For a second and 10, hand up the middle, and Kinder is rolling up the field. No one able to get the big fella down as he gets down to the 26-yard line. That'll be a gain of 23 more yards for Kinder.
Stone King with the big run earlier, of course, but this has all the makings of a breakout game for Jarrett Kinder, really tearing up this Fulton defense and big carries every time he touches the ball.
First down, 26-yard line, 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. And again, Kinder will be the deep back, Graves the up back. Lowry and Shannon, the receivers. Fake it to Kinder inside, give it on the counter to Graves. He slips through at the 15 to the 10, sprints to the end zone, touchdown, Moberly. 26-yard touchdown run for Landon Graves, and the Spartans have three touchdowns in the first quarter. It's 20 to nothing with 25 seconds to go. For Landon Graves, his team-leading 11th rushing touchdown of the season. That one was in the turf, the snap, but well handled by Stone King. Soft hands there. And he's able to get it down, and Hopper boots it through. 21 to nothing. We'll go ahead and keep it right here as we're near the end of the first quarter.
Nice drive by Moberly there. Just pounded that ball down Fulton's throat the whole time. Only took five plays to get in the end zone. Very impressive drive by the Spartans, and they are firmly in the driver's seat in this football game.
Landon Graves also had a 100-yard rushing game against Mexico last week. 105 on just five carries, had two touchdowns. And he leads the team, as I mentioned, with 11 rushing touchdown. Chance Richards, who's missed the last two games, 7 rushing touchdowns. Walter has 6. Stone King with 2 tonight has 5. McNeil and Logan back to receive for Fulton. Again, it is chipped short, taken at the 27 and stepping out of bounds, the up man, Charles Robinson. So something new in this game as the Spartans working on that angle kickoff to the sideline. Which takes some skill. You want to pin it near the sideline. Again, that becomes like another defender for you, but you don't want to take it out of bounds and give the opposing team good field position. Here is the handoff. Logan going to be tackled in the backfield. Spartans all over the play that time, and it was Cameron Price leading the way. 305-pound senior, 23 tackles coming in, including 3 for loss. You can add another TFL there. That will bring us to the end of the first quarter. Moberly scores 3 touchdowns, and they lead 21 to nothing. We'll step aside for 1 minute. You're listening to Spartan Football at KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, Do yourself a favor and go to Subway with two locations in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs, like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time. And just in time for the cold weather, soup is back. Subway, everyday value, all day, every day. Subway with two locations in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
Hi, friends. This is Dee from Calvert's Auto and Body. Where friends meet by accident, Danny and Drew and the crew would like to be your vehicle's one-stop shop. So if your vehicle needs some attention, from general mechanical to collision repair, stop by 101 East Carpenter in Moberly or call 263-3233 for an appointment. We offer free pickup and delivery locally. This is where friends meet by accident.
Brad Boyer with Stephen Olsteen back at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. As the Spartans have a good first quarter. Logan going to be tackled by Hunter Martin on that short gain. And Price was there as well. Hunter Martin, 14 tackles coming in, a junior, 5'10", 160. Third down and 11, toss sweep. Logan working to the wide side of the field, cuts it up. Got a little space, first down across the 40. 45 as he breaks the tackle to midfield and goes out of bounds in Moberly territory at the 40-yard line. So a big play finally comes the Hornets' way. Add it up, looks like about 30 on the carry for Tayon Logan.
That was a nice run there by Logan, too. Was slow at first, it really broke through and made it to that second level. That Moberly defense got taken by surprise, I think, and took him a little longer than I would expect him to stop him.
So mark it at the 40. Here's a pass play on first down, going deep down the field. Double coverage and knocked away by Stone King. Intended receiver was McNeil. Davis was on coverage, and there is your safety playing center field there.
Yeah, that was another one of those jump ball passes there by Saylor. Like Brad mentioned earlier, just a lot of these passes tonight are going straight up in the air, and he's just hoping his receivers go up and make a play. Almost did there, but Moberly closing the ball very nicely and got the stop.
So it'll be second down. And 10, give it off to Logan. He is crunched right at the line of scrimmage. Hard hit there. And again, Price clogging up the middle. Also there for Moberly was Huff. Andrew Huff has worked his way into the starting lineup. He and Kinder are the ends. Of course, Melvin Edwards out with an injury. Jared Heron out with an injury. Jackson Miller back in at a linebacker this week. Hunter Martin is in there. Cameron Lowry playing some safety. Here's a toss back to Logan. He'll cut it up across the 35. He's able to escape the tackle of Walter and pick up a first down, or going to be close to it, maybe just short.
And that's what Fulton's going to have to do to get this running game really going. They've busted off a few big plays, running to the outside of the tackles of their offensive line. Up the middle, not a whole lot of success with that big defensive line of the Spartans. But on the perimeter, they've had success so far. So I think to stay in this game and to hopefully score in this drive, if you're the Hornets, they're going to have to keep playing the perimeter of this Moberly defense and see if Moberly can stop him.
First down. So Logan has 40 yards rushing on this drive. Here's another deep ball looking for McNeil. It is incomplete. They just keep firing away at McNeil, and Davis is right with him. He's been his shadow tonight. And it's that same deep ball pattern right down the, well, anywhere from the hash mark to the sideline. Here are the numbers. Second and 10. And I'm thinking Coach Barrow, for the most part, just trying to keep the defense honest and off his star running back. And there's Logan sweeping to the outside, drug down right at the 30.
another possible motivation, too, is you throw enough of those passes, one of them might stick, and you get a big play and get in the end zone, get some life breathed into this Fulton offense.
Sure. No gain there. It can't be one-dimensional. Logan is certainly a talent. Huh? Like the way he runs the football.
Oh, quick kid for sure. Shifty on his feet. And this Moberly defense is having a little bit of trouble stopping him so far.
Coach Barrow wishing he had another year with that young man. He is a senior. Here is a play blown dead. Flag down. So go on the Hornets. False start. I think it's our first penalty of the night.
Yeah, pretty clean game so far. Getting your first penalty in the second quarter. We'll see if they can keep that up as the game goes on. I would certainly be a fan of that.
You bet. Clean game, yes. Won't be clean jerseys tonight. Muddy field where we could have the next three games if the Spartans keep winning. Over the middle, it is intercepted by Lowry. Now he goes on the return to the 25 and then tripped up. Leak just reached out and got him by the shoestrings. Interception for Lowry. His second in as many weeks and a team-leading fourth this year for the senior all-conference defensive back with 10-16 to play. First half, Moberly has the football.
Interesting on that pass from Saylor. That's about the first pass of the night that was really a line drive instead of a jump ball kind of pass we've been seeing tonight. And Moberly made him pay for it. So great job of that Moberly secondary of staying on their feet and really playing that ball well.
I always think they can throw over Cameron at 5-5, and he jumps up and snatches it out of the air. Here's a hitch route to short, comes back, makes the catch, slips a tackle, and he's going to be close to first down yardage. He almost slipped down. He kept his balance. Then he slipped to tackle a Robinson. And are they going to give him the sticks or not? Dom Stone King is happy to have Short back in the lineup that he can throw the football to. And they are going to give him 10 yards and a first down. So both pass completions so far tonight have been to Short. 21-0, Moberly with the football at their own 41-yard line. Give it on a counter sweep to Walter. Inside-out move and is able to get to near midfield with that little shimmy to the inside, then the bounce to the outside. A gain of 9 for Curtis Walter. Spartans and Curtis Walter getting big plays from this senior this year. A couple of 100-yard rushing games against Macon and Kirksville. Comes into the night with 553 yards on the ground, averaging 11 yards a carry. Shannon to the right, Short to the left. Miller's the tight end to the right. Handed up the middle to Graves. He breaks through at the 45. Shifts across the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 30. To the 20. To the 10. He's gone. Touchdown, Spartans. 50-yard sprint to the end zone for Landon Graves. And the Spartans go up 27-0 with 8:43 to play in the first half.
Nice play by Graves. This Moberly rushing attack is on fire tonight. Varied with their running game, as they always are. Graves busts through the line and scores an impressive touchdown there.
He had to earn that one. Through the kitchen sink at the Hornets and finally found clear space. Left-footed kicker, Hayden Hopper on to try to tack on his fourth extra point of the night. And he chips it through the upright. 28-0, Moberly. 8:43 to play in the first half. Back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Landon Graves with his second touchdown of the night. Goes over 100 yards rushing, 5 carries, 107 here in the first half. Graves took over the rushing lead. Graves, Richards, Walter have been going back and forth. And with Richards sitting the last two games, Graves now the leading rusher on the team. Walter was just 9 yards behind him coming into tonight. Here's the kickoff. This one a line drive shot. McNeil grabs it at the 15. Between the hash marks across the 20. Now angling to the near side to the 30-yard line. Pretty good return. Bumped out of bounds onto the track. So Stone King with two touchdowns and Graves with two touchdowns tonight for the top seed and host Moberly Spartans. Coming up at halftime, Bob will be in with your update and we'll find out how the Mexico Centralia game is going. Assuming this score will hold up, Moberly will host the winner of that game next Friday night right here. Sailors slaps the hands together, then takes the snap and wings it outside to Leek, who is upended. Johnson trying to block out there for him on that wide receiver screen. And a good play by the Spartans limits the gain to 3 yards.
Interesting play call there by the Hornets. Most of those passes tonight have been far downfield. That was the first screen I've seen tonight. And I think Fulton's coaches have really realized that they have a little bit of advantage on the perimeter against this Moberly defense, so trying to take advantage of that in the passing game.
And here's a low snap. It is dropped. Saylor just hops on it and then pays a price. And a good job by Saylor not to try to be a hero with it. So no gain. Thanks to Bob, he sent us a score. Mexico leading Centralia 21-7. They have the Panthers' number this season. I think the earlier matchup, it was 33-14, if memory serves, something in that neighborhood. And they're up 2 scores tonight at Hawthorne Heights. Here's the toss back to Logan, looking for that cutback lane. It is not there. To Sean Davis and Landon Graves there to double-teaming. That'll be a loss of one.
And that's an important drive for Moberly's defense. As I've been mentioning, Fulton had that advantage on the perimeter to start the game, but Moberly really shirted it up in that drive and shut down all 3 plays that Fulton tried to run out there. Great drive for that Moberly defense and a confidence booster for sure.
So again, Walter and Lowry, number one and number two in your program, drop back. Leek already with one fake punt tonight. Came up short this time, rugby style, and lifts it. He's done a good job punting. Again, Lowry has to get away, and another good roll across the 20, down to the 17. You know, Steve, it's not like Moberly's had great field position tonight to score.
Not at all.
I mean, the Fulton's done a good job, specifically Leek, punting that football.
He's looking good punting that ball. And I'll tell you, Moberly's running game is just that much more impressive. They're not doing this through the air either. Just slicing right through that Fulton defense, strictly on the ground. That's been really impressive and fun to watch so far.
So the Spartans have a long field once again to work with, but so far that has not been a problem. They are racking up yards on the ground. 6:31 to play first half, 28-0 Moberly. And if they get to 35 in the second half, it'll be a running clock. Here is a handoff to Walter. Makes a move at the line of scrimmage to power it through the heart of the defense. Picks up 5 yards on first down. It's going to be one of those games. Cody McDowell hopes to get a lot of kids in the lineup. Spartans have turned it over one time. Other than that, they've scored 4 times. This is their 6th possession. Got me? Am I good, Steven?
Yep.
Keep me in check. Make sure I know what I'm doing. Shannon to the left, Lowry to the right. Fake it. Now Stone King rolling to the near side. Downfield, got an open receiver and tripped up. Ball incomplete, nearly intercepted. I thought he was going to throw the football to Zach Snell. He was kind of in the area too, wasn't he?
Yeah, right there. But Snow King was a little off balance when he made that throw, and I'm not sure if that went where he wanted it to. And Fulton was very, very close to making that pick, but of course got caught up in that very slippery part of the field that we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Man, it is right there around the 40-yard line on the Fulton side.
Seth Saylor was in coverage. He is the brother of the quarterback. And got tangled up with Shannon. Probably a good no call. Certainly both went down. But Snell was there as well, so I'm not really sure who the ball was intended for. Third down and five. Here's an option play to the near side. It's a sprint option. Quickly out there, Stone King cuts it up for a first down. Breaks a tackle, 30, across the 40. 47, 48-yard line, ushered out of bounds. That option's been good for the Spartans tonight.
What a big night for Dominic Stone King, too. Already his biggest rushing night of the season so far. And it's really interesting to see him get the ball so much and really make plays happen. And that's something Moberly's really going to be able to take advantage of as we progress here in the district playoffs.
25-yard gain. Four carries, 133 yards for Stone King. So that is a season high in a game. He had 122 against Mexico last week. That was a full game's worth. Right up the middle to Kender. No juking there as he bounces to the outside. Just shoves down a defensive back. Shoves down another at the 35, 30, 25. Out of bounds at the Fulton 22-yard line, just daring the Hornets to tackle him.
What a run by Kender there. Really used the stiff arm in that play. Pushed down two or three Fulton defenders right on the helmet. Man, and that's an impressive play by a big running back with a lot of strength.
It's a 31-yard run unofficially. And he's already approaching the 100-yard mark. 5:19 to play in the half. Kinder the deep back, Walter the up back, a receiver to each side, and a slot receiver. Stone King rolling this way, has the slot receiver, caught by Short at the 15, slips up inside a tackler to the 13-yard line. You know, I know the score is big, and I know the Spartans, Stephen, are running the ball almost at will, but you want to continue to work on your passing game.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as we move on to later in the season here, the defenses are going to get tougher and could stop that Moberly rushing attack. As good as it is, yeah, being one-dimensional in the state playoffs is not a good recipe, so I would not be surprised at all to see Stone King get a few more passes in before it's all said and done.
Picked up nine on that one. Here is the turn and give to Kender, and he is powering it up the middle inside the five down to the goal line. He'll be just short. Gain of 12 yards. Down to the 1 yard line for 30 left first half. And that makes it a 100-yard night for Kender. So three players have rushed for 100 yards in the first half. Stone King will get under center. Goal to go from the 1 yard line. Snap it, give it off to Kender, and he's into the end zone for six. Kender's second touchdown in as many weeks. And the Spartans go up 34-0 with 4:26 to play in the first half.
What a drive by Kender there. Ran at will on this Fulton defense that whole drive. And Coach McDowell rewarded him there by giving him that touchdown run.
And Hopper on to attempt the extra point. It is placed on the tee, and Hopper knocks it through. Hayden Hopper this season has just missed one extra point. He is now 35 out of 36. All of last year, he was 31 out of 37, so even better than that this year, and we're just in the first round of district play. 35-0. We're back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Bob Hale coming up with the halftime report from the Moberly Motor Sports Desk. Spartans up 35-0. If this score doesn't get any closer before halftime, we'll have a running clock in the second half. Vandal dribbles this one down the middle of the field on the ground. Picked up by Logan, and he's planted by Jackson Miller. That's your leading tackler going down on kick coverage, and he didn't buy the fake by Logan, put him on his back at the 30. This game on Quick's brought to you in part by PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA, Subway with two locations, Calvert's Auto and Body, Controlled Air, Himmler Tax and Accounting, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. Fulton trying to get something on the board before halftime. Receiver to each side. And they'll give it off to Logan. The Spartans got him, and that is Huff again for a loss. Andrew Huff coming into this game with four tackles for loss, and he puts Logan down 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. 14th carry of the night already for Logan, 60 yards. Second down and 13. Give it to Logan again. Breaks one tackle, but then goes down. Again, a tackle for loss. This time it's Kinder. It's a tackle for loss. That's his fifth of the season. And Teon Logan, the Hornets going backward.
Yeah, that interception thrown a couple drives ago was really a momentum killer for this Hornets team. They're driving down the field, got 58 yards down the field, in fact, before that pick. And, man, that really killed them. They're struggling on offense now.
Third down and 15. Saylor will try to throw for it. Lops it. Fade route near side. Tried to get it to McNeil out of play. Again, Davis has had good coverage tonight. Saylor is 3 for 11 passing. For 11 yards, one pick. Hornets will punt with 3:13 left. Walter and Lowry back. Spartan starters should enjoy these next 3:13. We may not see them very much in the second half. And with some of the injuries the Spartans have had, that actually be welcome news for Cody McDowell. Get some of his youngsters in there. Snap is good. Leak running punt. And it hits at the 46. Again, takes a roll. He's got a way to somehow get a roll at the end of all these punts, even in the mud, down to the 33-yard line.
Man, impressive punter. He's got a bit of a unique style from what I've seen in high school football, too. Really emphasizes that rugby-style punt. That's worked for him so far in this game.
Really good. Almost like the soccer goalkeeper, you know, when they get it and they run that ball out and blast. It's the same kind of they've always called it rugby, and it is. It's the same type of kick, but soccer goalkeepers do the same thing, too. 3:02. You don't have a running clock at 35 points in the first half. It's the second half when you start the turbo clock, if you will. We're going to have two Quicks games in a row. Last week was a record setter. Here's an option play. Stone King found the crease again and rips through it to midfield. Up the sideline. 40 breaks a tackle. He's gone. Another big run. Dominic Stone King, touchdown. 67 yards to pay dirt.
What a game from Dominic Stone King. His third touchdown run of the game, his biggest game of his high school career so far. And, man, it's been fun to watch so far. Took that ball and just ran right up the right side of the field, and Fulton didn't even touch him.
And even 200 yards rushing on five carries in the first half for Dominic Stone King. Nothing with the extra point about to come. Place down, and the kick is good. 42-0. We're back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Moberly on top. And this Fulton team struggling at 1-8 in the regular season, just not able to match the Spartans' ground attack. Spartans running at will, three backs over 100 yards, and Stone Kings hit 200 in the first half. Another chip shot to the near side, going out of bounds. So the Spartans obviously working on something with this kickoff. And they've had about 50-50 success trying to push that ball near the sideline. Vandal, a couple of times able to keep it in, that time not so much. So, Stone King, five carries, 200 yards. Graves, five carries, 107. Jarrett Kinder, seven for 101. Three dudes combining for over 400 yards.
Not something you see every day, huh?
No, you don't. And a first down play for the Hornets from the 35. Pump fake now. A good pass caught by Leak. 46-yard line spun down there. Clock stops to move the chains. Tackle made by Huff.
And that's the best pass play I've seen from the Hornets tonight. Right on the money from Saylor to his receiver. No Spartans around him in the area. And great completion there.
Third catch of the night for Leak. They go trips to the near side. One to the right. Pistol formation. Saylor will throw it. Looking near side. And it's incomplete. Graves had coverage on Leak that time. And heavy pressure from Webb up the middle. Game on Quicks brought to you by First State Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Again, three receivers for Fulton here to the near side, one to the right. .230 to play first half. Second down and 10. Saylor throws it over the middle, and it's intercepted by Lowry on a return to midfield. To the 40, dropped at the 37-yard line. Second interception of the night for Cameron Lowry and his third in 2 weeks.
Nice pick there by Lowry. Read that ball right out of the quarterback's hands, made a pick. Really wasn't any Fulton receivers in the area either. Not a great pass, but a great read by that Spartan defense, and they'll take the ball back again.
With the best starting position of the night at the Fulton 37-yard line. The backs are Walter and Graves. The receivers are Short and Shannon. Up, check that. Davis, a receiver, and they go jet sweep to him on the cut up to the 30. Now the bounce to the outside, breaks the tackle, 20, 10, 5, pylon, touchdown, Spartans. 37-yard run on the jet sweep by Tashawn Davis. And the Spartans scoring at will. It's 48-0 with 2:11 to play in the first half.
Mercy, if you're Coach McDowell, I don't know if you have a choice other than to put the young kids in the second half. This has been an absolute rout so far.
Well, you know, I think the conventional thinking is you play your starters first half and then you substitute, and this thing just has avalanched. Here's a high snap. Stone King's going to roll with it, looking to throw the football, and then he just throws it out of bounds. So, bad snap there. No attempt at a kick, and the Spartans lead 48-0 with 2:11 to play. We're back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
6-0 leads Centralia 33-13. I am surprised by that score. Steve Hague's team with a nice bounce back. And it looks like it's going to be a Moberly-Mexico rematch next week here at Moberly. Spartans won 34-7 last week, but expect a tougher match next week. Vandal booted away this time. Caught by McNeil at the 20. Between the numbers and the sideline, bumped out of bounds at the 34. Can't blame Coach Barrow for trying to do something to score in the game, but then when you throw the ball, you've had interceptions, they're quick turnovers, or the other factor is then the clock isn't running.
Right.
And so this half gets extended and the score really snowballs.
Yeah, I'm sure the fans in the stands would like to see the Hornets run the ball in every play and keep that clock
just
moving.
Just kind of get to halftime.
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at, and I think Coach Barrow realizes it, gives it off to Logan. And again, I think you got to play to win the game, do something to try to put points on the board. But at this point now, at 48-0, I like the decision to put it on the ground, run the clock, because you know Coach McDowell coming out second half, you're going to see new numbers in the game.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're going to, the starters will be done.
Absolutely. And for this Fulton team, when you're down this much, coming out in the second half, I'd like to see them stick to the game plan, you know, just come in, do what they were going to do, work in that, and then the kids will come back next year. It just gives them motivation to come back stronger.
And there's a keeper by the quarterback, his first run of the night, and it takes a couple pretty good pops. Gets, though, a couple of yards to the 40-yard line. Clock is running, 1:09 left. Saylor's a kid who'll be back next year. He's a junior. Fulton taking his time. 50 seconds to play. I started to say last week had to be a record setter for Moberly football in a game that wasn't a running clock. Got done at 8:46, an hour and 46 minutes. And we're going to have another quick game tonight with a turbo clock. Here is Logan to the outside and is not able to turn the corner. Then we get a late flag. Moberly has not been flagged yet tonight. And they still have it. It's a face mask, but they're pointing to the Hornets. Normally, obviously, in a face mask, it's on the defensive side. But they call this on the offense. Somebody inadvertently got a hand in a mask. Spartans will decline the penalty. It'll be fourth down. Fourth down and three, and the clock starts up. Fulton can pretty much, well, no, the clock is not started. Now they're trying to get the clock to start. waving the arms. Now they get it going. Problem was, with the late start, the Hornets aren't going to be able to let this clock run out. I think Coach Barrow may take a timeout before it gets the play clock to zero. Now they're going to let it run out. I think what happened was, again, they didn't start the clock right, and so they let it run out. And that is the end of the first half as Moberly leads by a score of 48-0. Three touchdowns for Dominic Stone King, two for Landon Graves, and touchdowns also for Jarrett Kinder and Tashawn Davis. We are going to send it back to the studio and the Moberly Motor Sports Desk for our halftime report coming up in 1 minute. You're listening to Spartan Football.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
When you've got a hunger you need to fill, do yourself a favor and go to Subway with two locations in Moberly and eat a fresh and healthy meal for a change. You can select from a variety of great subs, like their Chipotle Steak Sub on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time. And just in time for the cold weather, soup is back. Subway, everyday value, all day, every day. Subway with two locations in Moberly are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans.
And it is halftime on AM 1230 Quicks and Quicks FM. We'll be joined in just a moment by our friends of Glory 97.3 as they have also reached halftime with Centralia and Mexico. So glad you're with us tonight for high school football on regional radio. And at halftime on Quicks AM and FM and also now on Glory 97.3, halftime report brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. And let's jump right into the highlights, and we have an awful lot of them to get to you at halftime. Let's begin, though, on our affiliate station, Crest, which is now well into the third quarter as South Shelby tangling in that contest with Knox County. J.B. Conley with the call, and the only score in the game came midway through quarter number two.
From the 26-yard line, Wood takes the snap, fakes left, runs to the right, has a seam, gets to the second level, gets to the third level, gets to the house, touchdown South Shelby. Brock Wood from 26 yards.
And the two-point run from Wood made it 8-0. That is the score of the game as we head into the third quarter. In fact, well into the third quarter of that ball game. A lot of turnovers in that matchup. On Glory, 97.3. A lot of scoring and an advantage at the half for Mexico. And let's go ahead and jump into the scoreboard for you and catch you up on some of the action. And it started with 6:11 remaining in the opening quarter. Dylan Nichols put the Bulldogs out front.
Nichols the fullback, Benewald the slot receiver, Mahaney the near side split. Snap, pitch the near side, Nichols pulls in for a touchdown.
And at the opening score of the ball game, a Glory 97.3, Gage Gilmore, the PAT, made it 7-0. Centralia struck right back just about a minute later.
Durant hands off near side. It's Holloman 25, 20, 15, 10. No, Wheaton walks in near side, touchdown. That is Nick Wheaton on the touchdown run. A 33-yard score for Centralia with the answer.
Luke Hunter, the extra point, 7-7. Now into the second quarter was Mexico retaking the advantage.
Prince under center. Nichols the fullback. Snap. Hand off right side. Nichols bulldozes. Touchdown. His second of the game. 13-7 Bulldogs. 10:45 first half.
Gilmore with the extra point. Eric Duick with the call. And it was Mexico extending the advantage to 21-7, this time through the air.
Motion right to left. Snap. Prince takes the pitch, rolls to his right. Sidearms for Mahaney, cut. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
With just under 4.5 remaining in the opening half of the game, Centralia got it a bit closer.
Wheaton, the receiver, already with a 33-yard touchdown run tonight. And now takes another hand up, left side 40, 35, hand on the blocker, 30. Far side, Jets 15, 10, 5 up the far sideline. Touchdown.
PAT no good, 21-13. At that point, Centralia scored. Mexico still led. The Bulldogs extend the advantage, though, with under 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter.
Hand off to the near side. It's Isaiah Reams. The freshman breaks one tackle and gets into the end zone.
Two-point failed, 27-13. The score at that point in the ballgame. Mexico up 33-13 at the break. And how about the Moberly Spartans and the offensive show against Fulton in the opening half? Let's get things started here.
Stone King, read option, pulls it away up the middle, inside the five, into the end zone for six. Touchdown, Moberly. Dominic Stone King, 8-yard touchdown run on the read option, and the Spartans drive 95 yards to score on their opening possession.
Hayden Hopper, the extra point, 7-0, Moberly, about a minute and a half later.
Receiver spread out wide to each side. And it's an option play, and Stone King with room to run breaks through at the 30, and it's a foot race to midfield, to 40, to the 30. Stone King to the 20. He will not be caught. Touchdown, Moberly.
Brad Boyer with the call. Hopper the extra point, 14-0 Spartans. Before the end of the quarter, Moberly scored again. This time it was Landon Graves.
Again, Kendra will be the deep back. Graves the up back. Lowry and Shannon, the receivers. Fake it to Kinder inside, give it on the counter to Graves. He slips through at the 15 to the 10, sprints to the end zone, touchdown, Moberly.
Graves scores there from 26 and into the second quarter from 50.
Shannon to the right, short to the left. Miller's the tight end to the right, handed up the middle to Graves. He breaks through at the 45, shifts across the 40, breaks a tackle to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, he's gone. Touchdown, Spartans. 50-yard sprint to the end zone for Landon Graves.
Hopper the extra point, 28-0 Spartans, and with 4:26 left in the half, this time from only a yard away.
Stone King will get under center. Goal to go from the 1 yard line. Snap it, give it off to Kinder, and he's into the end zone for six.
35-0 after Hopper's extra point. Stone King, by the way, would add his third before the break.
Here's an option play. Stone King found the crease again and rips through it to midfield. Up the sideline, 40 breaks a tackle, he's gone. Another big run, Dominic Stone King, touchdown. 67 yards to pay dirt.
And to finish off the half, it was a 37-yard run by Tashawn Davis. The extra point, no good, 48-0. Moberly has the advantage in that contest. By the way, the last score for the Mexico Centralia game in the opening half came through the air with under a minute remaining.
De Blasi motions left to right. Fake, Prince looks middle, zips for Nichols, catches near the goal line, lunges, touchdown! What a play! Prince fakes to the right, throws back to the near side for Nichols, who adds a receiving touchdown to his career night. 33-13 Bulldogs, 35 seconds first half.
Eric Duke with the call, 42-0. Moberly leading Fulton at the break, 33-13. Mexico in front of Centralia. We're at halftime of both games, and we'll come back with more in just a moment on Quicks and Glory, 97.3.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
All right, we are at halftime on the Moberly Motors Halftime Report. Get you an update on state softball action as well. It is now 9-0, and they are in the sixth inning of the third place game with Knox County leading Norwood. Salisbury will play for the Class 1 state championship tomorrow, taking on Maysville. We'll have that for you on 99.9 FM, The Captain. Starting about 1:45, Ben Wittenstein will describe the action for us on that one. Let's get you a high school football scoreboard check at the break. Moberly with a 42-0 lead over Fulton. It's Mexico and Centralia, the Bulldogs, leading it 33-13. Southern Boone shutting out Wright City 7-0. In Class 1, South Shelby now has a 22-0 advantage over Knox County. That game on our affiliate station, Crest. Scotland County, 15-0 lead over Paris. West Rand blanking Louisiana, 10-0. Mark Twain shutting out Schuyler County, 8-0. Class 1 District 5, Fayette, a 24-6 advantage over Harrisburg. Class 1 District 7, it is North Platte, an 8-7 advantage over Bishop LeBlanc. And East Buchanan doubling up, shutting out West Platte at the break, 14-0. District 8, Class 1, South Harrison, an 8-6 advantage over Hamilton Pennyville. It is Marceline leading Maysville, 14-8. Princeton doubling up Gallatin, 14-7. Class 2, District 5. Blair Oaks all over the California Pintos, 27-0. Tolton, a 27-0 advantage over Herman. South Callaway and Hallsville tied at 7. North Callaway, a 14-6 advantage over Montgomery County. Also on the scoreboard, Class 2, District 8. Lathrop blanking Richmond, 14-0. Macon over Trenton, 20-6. Lexington shutting out Carrollton, 24-0. Class 3, District 8, it is St. Joe Benton, a 20-14 advantage over Chillicothe, and the Hannibal Pirates cruising past St. Charles. And they're at halftime in the Class 4, District 4. Hannibal shutting out St. Charles, 42-0. Class 4, District 5, Helias over Union, 20-13. Aralla blanking Washington, 30-8. At Smithville leading Kirksville, 21-7. Kearney over Marshall, the score there is 10-6. And we are at the break. The Moberly Motors halftime report, of course, coming up after the games tonight. We will have the end zone program coming your way on Superstation Crest. Looks like it's going to be an early start as the game with South Shelby in Knox County has been a quick one with a lot of rushing the football. At the break in our broadcast action that you're listening to right now, it is Moberly on Quicks, a 42-0 advantage over Fulton. And a glory 97.3 Mexico in front of Central.
Was this?
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA. Subway with two locations in Moberly. Calvert's Auto Body. Controlled Air. Fimmler Tax and Accounting. AK's Guns and Ammo. C&R Transmission and Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. First State Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Patricia Sewing Room of Huntsville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, and Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, and Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. 48-0 after one half of football. Moberly's really getting it done on the ground, aren't they, Brad?
Well, they are. Over 500 yards of rushing offense in that first half. Just a tremendous total. 535 by my count. Dominic Stone King, 5 carries, 200 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. Landon Graves, 5 carries, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jarrett Kinder, 7 carries, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Deshaun Davis had the 37-yard run to the end zone. Cameron Lowry had a 32-yard run. Curtis Walder, 4 carries, 34 yards. Stone King, 3 of 6 passing, 24 yards, all 3 completions to Toby Short. For Fulton, their offense mainly provided by Tayon Logan, 16 carries, 61 yards. They had 66 yards rushing as a team, 22 through the air. Tyler Sayre, 4 of 14 passing, 22 yards, 2 interceptions. Hornets, 88 yards of total offense. And our score at the break, Moberly 48-0. We will have a running clock in the second half. We're going to go ahead and step aside for this timeout, 90-second timeout. We'll be back to Dr. Larry K. Knoll, Spartan Stadium on Quicks, KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
All right, we got the two teams huddled up before the second half of action begins. Steven's got his program ready to go. We'll have to identify some new numbers, I suspect, here in the second half as the Spartan starters did their job, racking up over 500 yards of offense. My guess is Hayden Hopper will be in at quarterback for the Spartans here in this second half. Sometimes you'll see a team give their starters one series. I'd be surprised even if Moberly did that. But we'll see how coach wants to play it. All right, Steven, ready, set, go.
Play-by-play debut right here.
Hey, all right.
He's on color for 6 quarters now, so time to do the play-by-play. I tell you, I was really impressed with the way Moberly played in that first half. Just ran it right down the Hornets' throats, really never let their foot off the gas. And if I look at my drive summary here, Moberly never even punted the football. Touchdown, touchdown, and then, of course, that unfortunate Curtis Walter fumble. But then touchdown, 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 touchdown. for Moberly after that. Very successful drives. They never really had good field position either. That last drive, they had their best field position starting on that Fulton 37. So Moberly's driven down the field, proven that they can get through that defense at the point of attack. And, man, it's impressive to watch them play. And we'll see what these second stringers can do here this half.
So the kick coverage unit of the Spartans will take the field. Hornets will get the ball first.
Of course, the Hornets defer to the second half, getting the ball first here, and we will have the kickoff from Ethan Vandal, number 24. Thank you, Brad. As he puts the ball on the tee and goes back behind the line, getting ready to kick off here.
Got McNeil and Logan back again for the Hornets. They've been trying to find that boundary near side. Quite got the art of it down.
Yep, and another kickoff out of bounds by Vandal. Yeah, Moberly's tried that kick on pretty much every kickoff tonight. They've had a couple squibs. But other than that, yeah, those directional kicks always to the right side of the field. And Vandal's succeeded on a couple of them, but we've seen more than a few go out of bounds. And we'll have to see if they keep working on that here in the second half.
Well, a lot of new faces in the Spartan defense. We'll let you watch the Fulton offense. I'm going to try to keep an eye on the defense.
Sounds like a plan. Fulton back on the field. We have Saylor at quarterback. Tayon Logan stays in the game at running back. Most of the same starters for this Fulton team. And he takes a snap and throws it off to Logan outside and cuts through. Cuts back to the right side of the field. And he's going to have a first down outside around the 50-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. And we'll see what that is.
Now, oftentimes when you have a player reverse field, that puts you in a bad blocking position, and that's what's going to happen here. Fulton gets called block in the back. Too bad, though. Nice athletic play by Logan to create something out of nothing. But it is coming back. I'm trying to see some of these Spartan players that have come into the game. I know Camden Stewart's still in the middle of the defense, but Tristan Morris is in playing linebacker. Toby Short now is the safety. Davis is still one of the cornerbacks. And Devin Shannon is the safety. Actually, Short is cornerback. I think Ethan Vandal's playing where Landon Graves maybe normally plays. Hunter Martin is in at that dollar spot. We'll set some of the lineup up front.
So Fulton moves 10 yards back, first and 19 from the 25-yard line. 1 man in the backfield. Snap by Naylor. Fakes it, runs up the middle, and stopped by that Moberly defense. Hunter Martin on the tackle for the Spartans. Second and 15.
Picks up
for
one.
The
I think the officials probably kind of looked the other way. There was a little bit of movement along the line of scrimmage. 48-0. If it's not egregious, let it play.
And we can certainly appreciate that attitude by the officials.
You bet. Common little common sense.
Second and 14 for the Hornets. The snap. Tosses back to Logan and gets stuffed by number 17, Toby Short, right at the 29-yard line.
Looked like a busted play, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, Fulton's trying to attack the outside of this Moberly defense like they did in the first half. They had some success, but that flag killed them, and now that momentum's dead, and we're facing a third down here early in the second half.
Looked like Saylor that time turned one way. The play was designed to go the other. And he just kind of panicked and just shot putted that pitch over to Logan, said, you take it. He took a 2-yard loss.
Third and 16 from the 29. One in the backfield. That is Logan behind the quarterback, Saylor. And the snap, Saylor fakes the snap, throws out to number 88, and it's broken up, and there's a flag on the play. That looks like it's going to go on number 81, Toby Short, for the Spartans. Pass interference would be my guess on that call.
Garrett Johnson was the intended receiver, came on a quick post route to the middle, and he had the inside position, it appeared. Looked like a good call. Short couldn't quite get around that time. And this is going to be close to a first down. Yards on PI. So the Hornets back and down in distance with that penalty. Got a shot.
Third and one from the 44 here for the Hornets. Saylor takes the snap, pitches out to Logan, and Logan gets the first down for the Hornets, running out to the right side of the field around the 50-yard line.
Spartans couldn't quite set the edge that time. Nice job by Logan to get to that far boundary, pick up the necessary three. Last week, Logan against MMA in their one win of the season at 12 carries, 208 yards, two touchdowns, and that got him over 1,000 yards for the season.
So first and 10 for the Hornets, that ball on their own 47-yard line. Logan gets the handoff here, runs the right side of the field. He's up and gets the first down, pushed out of bounds by the Spartans.
Working off right tackle that time. The play just kept developing. Nice blocking downfield, and Logan does a nice job when he attacks the hole. There's not a lot of shimmy. Just go. Get up in there and go hard. Got right into the Spartan defense to the 43. Zach Snell is an end for the Spartans. Morris is the other end. Huff is still in there in the middle of the defense.
First and 10 Hornets on the Spartans, 43. The fake to Logan, runs out, swallowed up in the backfield. Saylor got swarmed by the Moberly defender, Zach Snell, on the sack there for the Spartans, and that'll bring up second down.
And again, it looked like Saylor turned the wrong way.
I am not sure if he's trying to fake it to fool the Moberly defense, or he is just turning the wrong way. Hard to tell from our position up here, but that's the second time that's happened so far in this third quarter. 7:40 left on the clock here in the third quarter. We, of course, do have a running clock with Moberly being up by more than 35 points in the second half. We'll have a running clock for the rest of this game. As Fulton talks about the next play they'll run, Moberly's defense is ready and in formation. Second and 13 from the Moberly 46 as Saylor prepares to take the snap. Fake to Logan, passed out to Garrett Johnson. And that pass is broken up by the Spartan defender, which will put us at third and 13.
It was that same route. We had pass interference on that time. Short did a little better job, able to get around to the inside, get that inside arm to where it defends without hooking the receiver with the other arm.
And that's an important learning moment for the sophomore Short, too. And a good look, especially for his coaches and for this team, that he's able to learn from his mistakes so quickly in the field and make a better play that time.
Play blown dead. Snap was errant, but the flag already on the ground.
That's
an interesting call. It's not a movement call if it's offsides. That's normally what you see on defense. Somebody lined up over the football. So the Hornets get a little sloppy.
And that'll push the Hornets back 5 yards. Third and 18 from their own 49-yard line. One man in the backfield, Logan. Saylor gets down, prepares to take the snap. Ball snap, the fake to Logan. Saylor looking downfield. He gets the ball up. Throws it to, broken up by Toshawn Davis on the play. He was targeting Zaylen McNeil, kind of the same receiver he's been targeting all night for those jump ball passes, and that was certainly another one right there. But another incompletion on one of those, and that puts the Hornets, at 4th and 18.
Davis kind of pulled up that time, ready to time his jump. And if you're going to do that, you have to get to the football, because if it sails over your head, then the receiver's behind you, and he goes in for 6. And he was able to deflect that pass away.
4th and 18. So the Hornets will punt here. It's a snap, another rugby-style kick. Back to short, and that punt will sail out of bounds. Oh, no, rolls back in around the 20-yard line, rather, and Moberly will take it from their own 20. Fulton did some good things that drive, but penalties killed him there. And also just those jump balls by Saylor haven't been successful tonight. We'll see how many more times Trey Barrow wants to try that as the game goes on.
And again, Steven, it goes back to where we were in the pregame show talking about the injury situation at quarterback. I mean, when you've had such turnover with injury, you know, this is not their number one guy. It's not their number two guy. Doing the best he can, learning the position.
Absolutely.
And so your passes and your routes become a little more limited to what you feel comfortable with your backup quarterback.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Hayden Hopper is in the game for the Spartans. And on his first snap, he will hand it off. And that play goes nowhere. Will LaRue on the carry for the Spartans.
Yeah, we're going to have to learn some new running backs here. Will is a sophomore, 6 foot 160. Looks like Tristan Morris is in the backfield as well. So you got LaRue and Morris as your backs and the quarterback Hopper.
2nd and 7 from the Moberly 23. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Hopper takes the snap, and he's going to go for it. Tosses it out, too. Ah, it's picked off by the Hornets. And we'll have to see if they called that a catch or a pick. It was hard to tell from up here. That ball had some movement, and they will call that an interception. That ball picked off by 83, Seth Saylor, the brother of Fulton quarterback Tyler Saylor. And Fulton will get great field position for maybe the first time tonight, as they'll take over around the 33-yard line.
We should point out it was a good pass from Hopper that time. It hit the receiver in the hands, but when he couldn't haul it in, it popped into the air, and Saylor got the ball on the deflection in the air.
Logan runs up the right side of the sideline and pushed out of bounds around the 9-yard line. Nice run there by Tayon Logan. Took that snap and ran up the right side of this Moberly defense. This Hornets team has really been attacking the right side of that Moberly perimeter all night long, and we'll see if they get into the end zone for the first time if they keep attacking what they see, from what I can gather, as a weakness of this Moberly team.
22 yards, he's 2 away from a 100-yard rushing game.
1st and 10 from the Moberly 11. Saylor takes the snap, tosses it off to Logan, and he will be stuffed up the middle. Maybe a 2-yard gain there, and that'll put us on 2nd down.
Look like trying to identify the tackler, Untrauer with the tackle. Joel Untrauer, junior. Getting some playing time.
Lots of new faces out there for this Moberly team.
That should be 100 yards for Logan.
2nd and 8 from the Moberly 9-yard line. Saylor takes the snap, tosses it off to Logan, and he's going to run up the right side of that defense, and he's in for the touchdown. 9-yard touchdown run for Tayon Logan, his first of the night and the Hornets' first of the night. And that'll put this game at a score of 48-6. With 1:47 to go in the third quarter.
So good for that young man. He has had quite a season, over 1,100 yards rushing for a one-win team, and has hung right in there. Run hard, gets a 100-yard night, and gets the Hornets on the board. Leak does all the kicking for the Hornets.
Robinson-Hayes. Kick snap is down. Kick is up, and it's through the uprights. And that will take us to a kickoff with a score of 48-7 with 1:47 left in the third quarter. We'll be right back here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Back here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com as the squib kick goes to the Spartans. And that's Landon Graves taking that ball up to about the 50-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by the Fulton team. And Moberly will take over with excellent field position with 1:30 left to play in this third quarter.
You know, it's one thing when you've got a blowout like we have now. You can substitute offense, you substitute defense, but you don't a lot of times work on second and third strings in like a kick return situation. So generally your starters are going to remain in there, and that kick took a pretty good harp to Landon Graves, and once again, Mr. Graves with a good return into Fulton territory.
So the lefty quarterback, Hayden Hopper, will take the snap for the Spartans. Got a running back next to him and one behind him. So he'll take the snap and toss it to Ethan Vandal on the carry there for the Spartans.
So you got two new sets of backs, and you nailed it. That's Ethan Vandal, and then Jacob Alshire is the other back in the backfield in this pistol. And the receivers that they're using are Aiden Hannum, his dad, of course, one of the assistant coaches, and Andrew Galaski is the other receiver.
Second and six for the Spartans from, and it's Hopper will keep it and run up the middle for little to no gain there. And that ought to take us into the fourth quarter. So after three quarters of play, we have a score of 48-7 here at Dr. Larry K. Noel Spartan Stadium. We'll take a quick break and bring it back right here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
I suppose. Not control, just like talking more. I don't know. I don't have time to think about how bad I'm doing. Back here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com as we start the fourth quarter. It's third and six for the Spartans on their own 40, or on Fulton's 45-yard line, rather. As Hopper takes a snap, he'll... Is that fumbled? Fumbled on the exchange, and that's recovered by the Hornets, number 52. Marion Clark with the fumble recovery for the Hornets, and they'll take the ball back around midfield. That was a strange exchange there from the Spartans. I couldn't tell if it was fumbled on the exchange there or on the handoff by Hopper, but nonetheless, the Hornets will take the ball over, and it's first and 10 from around midfield for this Hornets team.
Yeah, it looked like he spun out of there on his fake, and he was going to roll with the football, but he forgot the football. Just laid there on the ground, the Hornets with an easy recovery. So I don't know if when he was coming out of there, he hit the football on somebody, and it went to the ground. I'm not sure. It's almost like he didn't realize he'd lost the football.
Saylor will take the snap and goes back, throws up to the middle of the field, and that was nowhere close to his intended receiver, Zaylin McNeil. And it will be a second down for the Hornets. Not a rainbow pass there. That was more of a line drive, but really didn't find or get close to a Fulton receiver.
A little bit of a miscommunication there. It's like he thought somebody would be in the middle of the field. They were not there. Spartans have turned it over three times tonight. But no problems on the scoreboard, leading 48-7.
Be second and 10 from Fulton's 44-yard line. Saylor takes the snap, and he'll give it to Logan, who runs up the middle and gets close to a first down. Takes it to about the 39-yard line.
Tackle by Huff again. That's a good test for these young men on the Spartan defense, getting some varsity playing time, and you're playing a legitimate 1,000-yard running back. So it's a good test to see what you can do to defend and keep these Hornets out of the end zone.
Absolutely. That's a perk for this Moberly second-string defense, is they're still facing a first-string offense. So that's great experience for them, probably better than they get in a JV game as well. So great experience for them, and that'll just strengthen Moberly as they continue their playoff chase. So Saylor will take the snap in, tosses it off to Logan again. Logan breaks to the left side of the field, tries to go up the sideline, and he will get the first down. So the first down there by Logan, brought down close to the sideline, and that ball will be placed at about the 35-yard line. Toby Short on the tackle for the Spartans.
Good one-on-one tackle, but just not quite in time.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets on the Spartan 36. One in the backfield, Logan. Saylor gets ready for the snap, takes it, and he'll give it to Logan again. It goes, gets stopped immediately as he tries to run up the left side of the field off that left tackle. Tristan Morris on the tackle for the Spartans. That will put us at second down and 10 from that 36-yard line.
All right, the line of scrimmage well played by Morris. He's had a little bit of varsity time this season, his fourth tackle of the season.
Saylor takes a snap and pitches it out to Logan on the right side of the field, and he will get stopped just 2 yards up on that right side. That'll take us to third down in about six. Number 24, Ethan Vandal on the tackle for the Spartans there. Great reaction from that Moberly defense. Really swarmed to that right side of the field. And we will have a third and about five.
Those are interesting pitches. They're just kind of like a jump shot into the air, just tosses it up.
A little bit. It's almost like
leads him to the outside.
It's almost like Saylor's passes tonight, just really up in the air. We'll see if that works for him as we go on here. So Logan will line up behind Saylor. Saylor readies for the snap, takes it, and he will throw out to the left side. And that will be incomplete with Zaylin McNeil as the intended receiver.
And Toby Short had good coverage. They just have not been able to free McNeil on that fly route up the sideline. Hunter Martin had heavy pressure on Saylor that time. He had to unload it.
So it'll be fourth down here for the Hornets, a fourth and 7 to be exact. And it looks like they might go for it here.
Might as well. The score as is, you're in Spartan territory.
7 minutes left on the clock as Logan sets up behind Saylor in the backfield. Saylor takes a snap and runs out to the left. He'll pitch out to Logan, and Logan fumbles it, and Moberly recovers the football. Will LaRue on the fumble recovery for the Spartans. and Moberly will take the ball over in their own territory.
You know, the pitch, we've been talking about some of them that got a little air under them. That time it was a line drive. It was really delivered quickly to the running back, and Logan wasn't ready for it. It popped off of his shoulder pads. I think it caromed right to LaRue. I don't think it ever hit the ground. And he gobbled it up at the 35. So rather than it being a turnover on downs, it's an actual turnover, third of the night for Fulton.
So Hopper will take the snap for the Spartans, and Pitt hands it off immediately to LaRue. No gain on the play for the Spartans. That play got stopped right up the middle, and we are looking at a second down on the Moberly 35-yard line.
Clock at 5:50 here, fourth quarter, running after Moberly scored 48 in the first half. Looks like Mexico will be here next week unless their score changed sharply. They were up 33-13 on Centralia at halftime. That'll be a 7 o'clock kick once again here next Friday night. District semifinal action. Moberly will host Mexico again, barring a comeback by Centralia.
So Moberly prepares for the snap. One running back behind Hopper, one to his right side. And he hands it off to Jack Davidson with his first carry of the game.
Yeah, pretty good run there by Jack. He's kind of battled through some injuries. When the season started, he was on the two deep for the varsity and just had a hard time getting healthy to where he was dressed out. And he picks up, I think, maybe his first varsity carry, a couple yards.
Hard fought, 2 yards as well. Broke it out to the left side, couldn't find anything, came back to the middle. And now it's about as hard as you'll see a player work for 2 yards in a football game. So here we are, third down and eight to go on the Moberly 37-yard line. Hopper takes a snap, and he's back to pass, throws out to his left, and it's over the head of Aiden Hannum. That pass was defended by number seven, Charles Robinson of the Hornets, and the Spartans are faced with the fourth down.
We'll go ahead and leave Hopper in there to punt the ball.
Not a bad pass by Hopper there. A little over the head of Hannum.
Yeah, not bad. Gave his receiver a chance. Pretty well covered.
And Moberly will punt with about 3:50 left here in the fourth quarter. Takes the snap. Gets it off. Goes all the way down to about the 35-yard line and bounces back to the 40. So Fulton will take over at about the 38-yard line, which we may be able to assume will be their last drive of the game.
Possibly as we get close to 9 o'clock, KWIX AM Moberly, KWIX FM, Cairo, CentralMoInfo.com. Clock continuing to run. Good sportsmanship shown by the Spartans here tonight. They played it hard through the first half. It's been reserves in there in the second half. And the Hornets have won the second half, 7-0.
The snap goes to Saylor, who gives it off to Logan, who runs it up to about the 44-yard line. Decent game by the Hornets there, and it'll be second down.
And you wonder about, somebody say, well, why is their starters in there? Well, one, they got to get some confidence. They got some things to build on. Two, this could be the last game for your seniors. And it's not like they're overmatched against this Moberly second unit. So you leave them in there, let them play out the string. For example, Logan, this is his last carries. He's been a warrior for you this year. Let him finish it out.
So Logan stays in the backfield. Say there is ready for the snap. Second and six from Fulton's 43. Saylor takes the snap and gives it to Logan. Runs out to the right, and he is stopped immediately. And that is Tyler Hyatt on the tackle for the Spartans. His first tackle of the game.
Yeah, that's behind the line of scrimmage. That's one to remember. I think your first varsity tackle, and it's for a 2 yard loss.
Don't know if you could ask for any better. So it'll be third down for the Hornets. A minute 45 left on the play clock. As Saylor comes back from the sideline with the play.
We'll try to get Cody McDowell up. If not, we'll get him recorded and bring him back for the end zone show.
Saylor readies for the snap. Logan behind him. Takes a snap, gives it to Logan. Logan runs up the middle, and he's going to get a first down. Ran right up the middle of that Moberly defense, and Fulton will reset the downs with a minute left to play here in the fourth quarter.
I've got him, Stephen, for 28 carries. He's had a load of the Fulton offense tonight.
He's a workhorse, isn't he? He's been the Fulton offense tonight and in a lot of previous games, too. What a player Teyon Logan is. And we'll see. He'll have to enjoy his last snap or two as a Fulton Hornet. He'll get the ball at least one more time. Takes it up the left side of the field. Breaks through some Moberly defenders and gets another first down up around the 38-yard line. So Logan, even though there's little time left in this game and the score is that it is, he's not giving up. And still giving his all out there in the field. Very admirable effort tonight by Teyon Logan.
Got him for 143 yards on 29 carries. We'll see if they can get him a 30th carry here before the ball game ends.
15 seconds left. This will probably be the last play of the ball game as Logan lines up behind Saylor. Saylor takes a snap, gives it to Logan, who runs on that left side of the field, and he's going to be swallowed up at about the 35-yard line. And that is a ball game. Here in Moberly as the Spartans win the first round of districts by a score of 48-7.
All right, we'll go ahead and start up our post-game show right after this timeout. Spartans move to 7-3 and will stay at home next week, second round of district play. Post-game coverage coming up right after this.
Success means something different to everyone.
It means buying my first home.
It means saving for her college.
It means retiring when we're ready.
Hi, I'm Joe Miller with First State Community Bank. We would love to hear what success means to you, so together we can make it happen.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salad, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at dominoes.com.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Well, the Moberly Spartans won this game in the first half, scoring 48 points. It was Dominic Stone King capping a 95-yard opening drive for the Spartans with an 8-yard run up the middle, 7-0. Then on the next possession, it was a 86-yard run by Stone King, 14-0. The Spartans turned it over on their next possession, but before the end of the first quarter, it was Landon Graves on a 26-yard touchdown run, and that made the score 21-0. Graves had a 50-yard touchdown run in the second quarter to make it 28-0. Jarrett Kinder with a 1-yard touchdown run. Stone King had a 67-yard touchdown run to cap his big first half. And Tashawn Davis rounded out the Moberly scoring on a jet sweep, a 37-yard touchdown run, 48-0 at the half, a running clock in the second half of this game, as Tayon Logan got the only score of the game for the Fulton Hornets, as he ends up with a 100-yard rushing game. Our player of the game, we're going to give that to Dominic Stone King. In the first half, he had 5 carries, 200 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. He also was 3 of 6 passing for 24 yards. So the Spartan signal caller, our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Congratulations to Dominic Stone King. We're going to take our final timeout, and we hope to be joined by head coach Cody McDowell up here in the booth at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. You're listening to Moberly Football, a 48-7 victory over Fulton. We're back right after this.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system, up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today, or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
We are back. Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. We'll hear from the head coach as we move along here. Some other numbers we mentioned. Stone King in the first half. Landon Graves had 5 carries for 107 yards. Jarrett Kinder had 7 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown. Graves had 2 touchdowns. Curtis Walter, 4 carries, 34 yards. Cameron Lowry had a 32-yard run. And Tashawn Davis had the 37-yard touchdown. And Toby Short had 3 catches for 24 yards. For the Hornets, we tip our cap to Tayon Logan, capping a fine season. Senior running back, 30 carries, 148 yards, and a touchdown. The Hornets wrap up the season with a record of 1-9. This game on Quicks Radio has been brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, by PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, Subway with 2 locations, Calvert's Auto Body, Controlled Air, Pimler Tax and Accounting, AK's Guns and Ammo, by CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, and by Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. By First State Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. By Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. And by Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We're joined up top by Moberly head coach Cody McDowell. Took control in the first half, coach, and ran the football for over 500 yards. I know it was a team that you overmatched, but what about your execution? What did you see from your guys?
I thought it was crisp. Obviously, we weren't sure what we were going to get from them defensively. So offensively, it was kind of a guessing game there for a little bit. And then kind of once we got it calibrated and figured it out, our guys were pretty sharp. I was happy with the guys up front, how they kind of identified what we saw. And then, I don't know, can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you okay. Missing your head, ears?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry about that, but you're good, yeah.
Okay. But our guys up front did a really good job of just identifying the front and kind of what we saw and getting off the ball and being physical And it doesn't take much for those guys in the backfield. And I say that every week. Defensively, our guys just, you know, played well, played sound, and tackled well. So that, I mean, their running back obviously is a slippery kid. He's quick, runs really well, and he's kind of a focal point of what they do. So they did a good job kind of keeping him boxed in and tackled well.
You know, the one thing, too, it wasn't like, you know, if you get in a game where you end up with a running clock, a lot of times it's turnovers at short fields. Their punter did a nice job, and you had long fields to work with, but yeah. You guys were able to overcome and score points.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got just on the first kickoff, you know, we got pinned deep, just kind of misjudged it there on the kickoff, and you know, it didn't take long. Obviously, it was kind of a night of big plays, so we were able to do a lot with the field position we were in. But, I mean, it was good to see those big plays happen, and obviously it flips the field in a hurry and kind of changed the momentum.
Stone King had 200 yards in the first half on just 5 carries. That's 2 games in a row where he's run the ball effectively. What dimension does he provide in your offense?
Well, it's just kind of the option read game that we run, and like I said, it's kind of whoever's number's called is you don't really know who it's going to be. It's just kind of we kind of take what they give us and kind of force that by a few things that we do with formation wise. But you know, when his number's called, it's he knows what to do with it, and obviously he's an electric ball carrier. And just like those other guys, you know, it just kind of depends on who gets the ball, and if we're taking care of business up front and playing well and playing hard and physical, then those guys can run.
I know the other thing is you're in the present, but you can look to the future in this game because you've got some film now on some of your second and third string guys against a first string offense, and you can point out some things, and it can be a learning curve for them, can it?
Yeah, it's always good to get those guys on film, you know, or get, you know, kind of when those guys sometimes they just get practice reps, so it's good to see, like you said, live action, and it's good to see it against kind of a quality people, and that was what we were able to do tonight. Obviously, it's good to get you guys off the field to keep them, you know, fresh and healthy, and it's also good, you know, for your young guys to get some reps, quality reps as well.
All right, Mexico, probably they were up 20 at halftime.
Okay.
Against Centralia, so assuming if they finish that off, I guess you're expecting the second time around will be a tougher tilt with the Dogs.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think that's the case with anybody. You know, you got to beat them twice, and obviously they're familiar with us, and it's pretty fresh, honestly, from last week. So, you know, they were a tough team, and we're going to have to just, like I told our guys, our goal was to be one of the final 32, and we are now. So our goal now is to be part of the next round. So we're just, you know, whoever it is, we're not really too worried about that. If we just prepare and take care of us and worry about Moberly, then that's when we play our best football. Just kind of take care of what we do and control what we can control.
All right, thanks for coming up.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right,
go Spartans.
There you go. Cody McDowell here at Dr. Larry K. in Old Spartan Stadium as they go to 7-3, and they are in the round of 32 now. That would be the second round of district play, and assuming that Mexico was able to finish off their game at Centralia, it'll be the Bulldogs coming here for a rematch. So it'll be a second straight week against a North Central Missouri Conference opponent with Mexico. Other games in this district, Southern Boone hosting Wright City, Winfield, and Christian. So we'll be checking the scoreboard and seeing how that all played out. But I think the thing is, when you get into a rematch, Stephen, as we talked about in the pregame show, with a team that you dominated the first time around, you better get out of the gates quickly, and the Spartans set the tone with that first drive.
Oh, absolutely. And they really played a great game tonight. And got everybody involved. All those running backs got a lot of carries. Something 300-yard rushers, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so great game by the Spartans. Really attacked Fulton. Brought it from the opening snap. They're going to have to keep that same energy against Mexico next week.
Well, it gets tougher every single week, and Mexico's a team that is, they defend the run all the time in practice because that is their bread and butter as well. So we'll see if the Spartans can apply some of what they used last week when they beat the Bulldogs on their home turf 34-7, and they ran the ball effectively in that game. All right, so the Spartans move on. We invite you to join us here next Friday night for the district semifinals. Moberly, and if Mexico won, it'll be the Bulldogs here next week. Steven, good job. Thanks for coming along.
Thank you.
And we've got the End Zone Show on Crest tonight. It's our final full End Zone Show. Bob's hosting. He'll be talking with area coaches, getting you scores, getting you all set up for next week's matchups as well. And tomorrow we've got an exciting one on Kirk. Salisbury playing for a state championship in softball. And we'll have that game for you at about 1:00.